RAC Life Insurance cares for your family's tomorrow. Buy online and save 10% today at rac.com.au/life. RAC Life Insurance. For the better. Issued by AIA Australia. Check the PDS.
If you want to step back to your childhood, or indeed when you had young children, think about this one. Teaching children to say sorry. It is something that we had done to us as children, and that we certainly taught our children to say sorry if they'd done something wrong. Question, how good are we at apologising ourselves? The sceptical side of me, especially nowadays, when you see people doing these mea culpas, mea maxima culpas, I'm terribly sorry, I always read that, and correct me if I'm wrong, I might be a sceptic in your view, but I always read that as, I'm really sorry I got caught, I'm in damage control, some mignon or minder has told me I have to do this, my promotions and PR people are telling me I have to do this, otherwise my brand may get damaged and so I need to be in damage control. In other words, I question the authenticity of a lot of apologies. But let's just imagine that you have aggrieved somebody and you realise that you've aggrieved that person and you are genuinely sorry. Do you know how to apologise in such a way that the person would at least, whether they accept it or not, I guess is their issue, but that that person would realise that what you are saying is indeed from the heart, that you mean it. You say, I'm sorry, and you truly mean it. Would they know that your apology is authentic? More importantly, would you feel comfortable being able to give what you thought was an authentic apology? I'm assuming that you've already accepted that in that circumstance you would need to give one, is it something that you could do? I wonder, and I wonder if also so many of these, what I consider to be fake apologies, are actually devaluing the genuine and heartfelt apology. We're joined on the program by Lisanne Irix, who is a conflict resolution expert and mediator. Geez, with a title like that, Lisanne, you've got to be very busy, I would imagine, especially these days. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris. I really appreciate it.
How busy are you right now? You'd have to be flat out, wouldn't you, in these modern times?
Yeah, I am busy, actually, and particularly when we go towards Christmas and things like that, a lot of conflict comes up. So, yeah, I'm definitely busy.
Why is it that people around about this time of the year, supposedly as we move towards the season of good cheer, etc., decide that now is the time to say, you know, I really don't like you?
No, it could be. I think it is an emotional time of the year sometimes. People have been really busy, but also, yeah, Christmas brings up lots of things for people.
When you see some of these high-profile people who get themselves in the soup for something they've done, and they then do an apology, those apologies often appear to be non-genuine. I'm going through the motions because the professional advisors and the PR people have said, this is what we must do in order to get ourselves out of the soup. I really do feel a lot of those apologies are not genuine. They're simply damage control exercises being given by professional advisors. Do they devalue the general concept of an apology?
I'm not sure if they do, but I guess the problem with some of those apologies might be that they're not authentic and that they actually don't fully own it. So I think sometimes it's come with also some, I guess, legality that people think if I really own something, then I'd be responsible for it. And so I think
God forbid we might be responsible for something.
Yeah. Well, maybe, but I guess it's when you have all the ifs and the buts, so you don't just go, well, this is what I did, and I'm really, really sorry, and really fully own it, but you go, but it's because of this or because of that, and I think that's when it becomes across not authentic. That's definitely the case.
What about on the other side of the equation, when somebody apologises for something that really was not their issue and not their fault, and you sit down and look at it and say, well, this individual really had nothing to do with this. Firstly, why are they being blamed? But secondly, why are they apologising for something over which they clearly have nothing to apologise?
Well, I think some people also apologise because they feel they have to. Like I do have, you know, some people in my life that say sorry for everything. And I think it's more about that maybe some self-esteem about themselves, that they think they have to be sorry for lots of things, and that is not necessarily the case. So I don't think you have to apologise for something you haven't done. But I do think sometimes you can apologise for how you made someone feel unintentionally. That makes sense. So you can say, oh, I'm really sorry that made you feel that way. I don't feel that I did anything to really upset you, but if you interpret it that way, then I'm sorry that you felt that way. I think you can do that.
Do you need to do that though? If you say something to me and I say, gee, I don't like that, well, isn't that really my problem and not yours?
No, so I don't think it's really about you don't like it. Like, I think it's fine when people can not like what you say. I think that's okay. It's just more about that you're respectful from my point of view, if that makes sense. So it's just like, you know, people don't have to like what you have to say, but you can't just disrespect people.
Something I gather, a lot of people find apologising difficult. And if we set aside the obvious that they might not want to apologise because they're afraid if they do that, it might be seen as some sort of legal admission to something or some other technical reason. If we just look at the raw human emotion of apologising, a lot of people find it very hard to apologise. Why is that so? Because you look at some people, they might have done something wrong and they apologise. And they do so genuinely. And in a lot of respects, you look at them and hold them in much higher regard and say, well, they just did what they considered the right thing. And you say, well, on reflection, they did do the right thing. So why is it so hard for some people, even if they truly know and acknowledge to themselves that an apology in this situation is appropriate?
I think for some people, it might be because of the way they were brought up. And they think, you know, there's this, you know, when who is wrong and what happened. So I think it's very much for people linked to then I must be wrong and you must be right kind of thing, even though I think doesn't really come into apologising. Sometimes, you know, we all mess up at times. I don't know about you, but I guess you can ask my husband. Sometimes I do things that don't work and I don't think there's an issue with it. And just to say, oh, I'm really sorry, I just really messed that up. You know, that just happens. We're all human beings. But I think some people feel they have to be perfect or they... you know, then they did something really wrong and they look bad. So I think it has something to do with that.
Often when you go to apologise, it's said that you have to own what you did fully and you have to do so without any caveats, put simply no ifs or buts. That strikes me as being something that's obvious but very, very hard to practice in reality.
Yeah, I think for some people it is, but I don't know if you ever had someone apologising to you with like, oh, I'm really sorry, but if you wouldn't have not have done that, then I would have not done that. So basically I'm blaming you again for my behaviour, if that makes sense. And then, I mean, how would you feel when someone would apologise to you like that, Chris?
Oh, you just think they're not really sorry.
No.
If somebody did that to me, I would simply believe that they were going through the motions of apologising because somebody else told them that they ought to. I would not even consider, under those circumstances, the apology was genuine. It was almost like, well, I think I have a get-out-of-jail-free card and I'm going to play it now, yes.
Yeah, that's right. But you basically blame someone or you have a justification. And, you know, I did something wrong one day. I had an important meeting with an important executive and I forgot about it, right? I mean, human mistake, but I really was like, I'm so sorry. And I left a voicemail on this person's message. And later she called me and she said, I've never heard an apology like this. And she actually respected me so much more for it. So I think people forget that it can actually be so great when you do it, because I was honestly just saying, listen, that was just terrible and I'm so sorry and I wasted your time and I just didn't put it down correctly. And, you know, and then I said, oh, no, this will never happen again. And I think that's the crux of a great apology, is to saying, this is what I promise from now on and I won't do it again. And then actually keep your word, because what a lot of people do is they promise something and then they don't do it and then they break their word and they do it. And after 10 times of saying sorry, it doesn't mean anything.
No, it loses its value. And I guess one of the other wisdoms that comes with that then, you've said if you make a promise, make sure you intend to keep it. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Don't you in the first instance have to make sure that before you make a promise, you can keep it? Because in some cases, I guess people would make a promise and they really arguably don't have any intention of keeping it. There might be other occasions when they'd make a promise and they genuinely intend to keep it, but if you look at it and break it down and look at it rationally, you would then realise they'd made a promise they have no hope of keeping. In other words, they set themselves a promise that they simply couldn't keep. The net result, of course, is exactly the same.
Yeah, it is. And that's what I always say to my clients, is say, if you're not sure you can keep your agreement or can keep what you're promising, then I'd rather have you go back and actually check if you can before you make that promise. Because conflict rises when people make a promise and then don't keep it. People are like, well, I can't trust you now and you said this and you're not doing it. So I don't recommend doing that. I think it is always good, like you said, to go, if you like, I'm not sure in reality if I can do this, this would be my intention, but you know what, I'll go and check it out first and then I'll get back to you. I think that's an easy way of get around it that way.
This probably brings something else which might seem like a side issue, but I think it's involved in the whole process. Mm. How often do people put themselves in that kind of situation simply because they can't say that two-letter word, no? Can you do X, Y, and Z for me? No, I'm sorry, I can't. Is that too hard for some people? Do they arguably create circumstances which can lead to all this conflict and arguably the need to apologise simply because they didn't have the intestinal wherewithal in the beginning to say, Lisanne, I'm sorry, no, I can't do that?
Yeah, and no, I think for some people it's very, very difficult to say no, and for all sorts of different reasons. It might be that they want to please people and or something like that. So, yes, I think a lot of people do say yes when trying to be polite or whatever it might be. But if you just say no when you can't do something, that's much more powerful. And then someone can ask you and say, well, but can you do something else? And then you can, you know, negotiate until you get an agreement, I guess, and then keep that agreement.
There we get back to that, though, don't we? Once you
always
make a promise, keep a promise. How much, using the term broken promises, which you would obviously understand, as a conflict resolution mediator, how often does that come up where the fundamental issue is he or she made a promise, they do not keep the promise they make?
I think it comes up quite a lot, yes, and it creates a bigger issue, which is trust issues. And, I mean, I think what a lot of people say to me is it is, you know, difficult to gain trust but easy to break, and I think then it takes time for people to trust you again. So then if you make a new agreement, they go, well, I'm not sure that person is going to keep it, so then they need time over time. So, yeah, no, it does happen a lot, Chris.
I bet it does, and I wonder how often there are people who would have colleagues, friends, family, whatever the case may be, maybe a collection of all of those, who never believe anything they say. Oh, yeah, so-and-so said that. Yeah, it won't happen.
Yeah, I think it happens quite a lot. I think it is just, I mean, you might have people in your life like that as well. It's just when people say things they don't do. So I think actions speak louder than words, and you'll be, judged on that by the people around you.
Indeed, and I suspect you're always going to be kept in a job, but what's your number one rule if I said to you, tell me right now the number one rule for an apology, what's yours?
Oh, gosh, the number one rule? Well, I think really own what you did and no ifs or buts. Don't blame someone else and just say, I'm so, so sorry, and actually mean it and own it. I think that's what makes a difference. People can smell inauthenticity from a mile away, and if you're genuine, I don't think I ever really, when I was really apologetic about something and I meant it, you know, from the tips of my toes, so to speak, people don't reject it. They just go, oh, no, I really get that, and that's okay, you know, most of the time.
Makes a lot of sense. Hey, listen, thank you very much for having a chat to us. That is much appreciated.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Lisanne Oryx, by the way, is a conflict resolution expert and mediator.
Get RAC Life Insurance and be rewarded with discounted movie tickets. That's the power of membership. Visit rac.com.au/life. RAC Life Insurance. For the better. Issued by AIA Australia. Check the PDS. Member benefit T's and C's apply.